This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. It is 12:45 here in the studio. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I'm joined by...
Jeff Lundo.
I've been your bride.
Of course, over on the desk is our producer, Christine Wong, who's been very helpful in getting us some... We got some sound bites earlier on from Jan Wong from Open Minds Resources regarding our topic of the day. 40 years ago, Sony introduced the Walkman. It changed our lives. It's a bit of a tech relic. The question we've been asking is, what do you think will be the equivalent of the Sony Walkman in 40 years' time?
Yeah, so Maggie Bess sent in a message saying, definitely the mobile and handphone for me. No more frustrations because of the vandalized public phones. Remember public pay phones that we had, right? Everyone used to, you know, vandalize one of those. She continued on by saying, even my 80... What?
What?
Even my 80... Maggie Bess is saying, yeah, even my 80-plus-year-old mother is happy that it allows her to call us as a backup when the public transport fails her. So Maggie Bess, very good comment, and she's, you know, saying there's issues with the public payphones back in the past, but now you've got issues in the public transport. So yeah,
there you go. Final story of the day of...
Yeah, so this comes from EY, Ernst & Young. So they did this like very interesting report called Redesigning the Digital Economy, or for the Digital Economy, and they studied 370 SMEs across six core Southeast Asian markets. So Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. And came up with a few conclusions about the state of digital adoption among SMEs in Malaysia and the whole region. But then we'll focus on Malaysia more for this time around. So there's a bunch of good news and there's some bad news. Which one do you guys want to listen to first?
Let's go with good news for a change.
Okay.
So the good news is transformative technologies will overtake current technologies as investment priority by 2022. So not so far away. Three years
from now.
So transformative technologies means AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, and robotic process automation, or RPA. So that's there. So that's good. So the adoption process, or the adoption rate for that, is quite high. Majority of SMEs in Malaysia, 62.7%, are in early stages of digital maturity, which is also good. The problem there is that there's no unification in the company. There's no big picture planning. So everything is running like side by side, but not towards like an ultimate goal. Different departments just pick different ways of digital adoption and then do it by themselves, silos. So they just work in silos. That's the good news. The bad news is
that's just the good news.
That's the portion of the good news.
Isn't the report like 38 pages long?
Then you condense it, and that's the good news.
Right. Plus, you only take out Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Okay.
So the bad news is there's a very real difficulty for staff to reskill and transition towards a digital first culture. So 67.8% said that. We have a lack of talent in Malaysia. 66.1% said that, and pressure to focus on short term. 64.4%. Said that. So no one's looking at like 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. Everybody just wants to do things for this year or this month or whatever works best now. No long-term planning. So the bad news is that we have digital maturity, but some SMEs, or most SMEs, are in early stages 1 and 2. So their digitalization efforts are ad hoc and they pick low-hanging fruit. So like adopting the simplest tech. We even spoke to the guys from Ficus Ventures and they said the same thing. A lot of SMEs think going on Facebook or having a Facebook presence or social media presence or selling on Facebook, that is digital adoption, when it's not. Digital marketing is also not digital adoption. It's just one small part of it. But most SMEs think that when they do digital marketing or social media marketing, that they've become a fully digital company, which is just not the case. So that is the another big problem with our SMEs. And EY has done this thing where they've given SMEs some things that they can do to align themselves with the digital transformation. So first they say, lay a firm foundation for digital success. So have a plan on what tech to adopt and how to utilize it properly in a company. Balance legacies with new technology is one. So 61% of Malaysian respondents said that IT limitations from legacy tech are slowing down their digital initiative. So we've seen this before, like some companies using Windows XP, Windows 98, and you're like, how is this still on your why are you still using like a CRT monitor in the first place?
Even stuff like not digitizing your receipts,
Or,
you know, whenever you take a Grab now or any of these ride sharing apps, you don't get the receipt given to you. You know, mm-hmm. It's emailed directly to you. It's done.
Yeah.
You know, and that helps with filing your claims and filing your tax, all of that kind of stuff. Wonderful stuff.
All departments are on the same
but
network.
But there are still some places where you have to go to one desk and then to another desk and then to another desk and you're picking up sheets of paper. It's ridiculous.
You know? Also, printing. So there are some companies that still print their emails. So, yeah, that. Share responsibilities collectively, they say. Digitalization isn't an IT-only initiative, so that's another big one. Going digital isn't the IT department's job. It's for the whole company. We spoke about this before, how the job title digital anything has to go extinct because you shouldn't have a digital something in your company because everyone should be digital somethings.
Right.
Manage the people dimension. That's one of the last ones they say, that people who cannot adapt or adopt new technology are the biggest setbacks for any company. So hire people who are okay with change. Because if you have higher-ups or people on top who don't want to have new technology coming in and want to stick to their old ways, then you won't have digital adoption in that company. It's just as simple as that.
So all I'm hearing from these negatives and stuff, right? It's not the tech.
It's not the tech.
Us. We
it's
us. Are the problem here.
We are the problem. The people are the problem. Right. Yeah. The tech is there.
And to know.
It tends to be people of a certain generation who are really the problem, doesn't it?
People who don't want to change.
Yeah.
Basically, people who don't want to change.
Don't want to change. And so like in China, they have this, you know, top-down kind of approach, and that's why they've, you know, excelled. And maybe there is, and we've seen MDEC has done, you know, I think they've moved leaps and bounds in trying to encourage that. But yet, you know, it's the bottom half, that bottom ground that refuses to change, and it's difficult for them to change. And I guess in a few years, 40 years from now.
But what about stuff like, I mean, one of the things that you raised there was, you know, the lack of skills that we have here in Malaysia. You know, okay, it's fine saying that these people don't want to change, whatever. That, I mean, that is something that over time will have to be dealt with, right? But if we don't have enough people to bring into the workforce to adopt, help us adopt in these changes, what are we going to do about it? Where are we going to get these skills from? Because it's okay saying these kids in school need to be adopting these new skills, and we need, but that's still not going to be enough, is it?
It's not. You know how many tech companies we've had on like Open for Business and stuff, where we've spoken to the founders and said, what is your biggest challenge? And they go, it's just talent. We don't have enough talent. We either have to bring them in from overseas, or we have to train them, which is going to cost us a lot and, you know, take us a lot of time. So we just don't have the talent that we need to build the infrastructure to, you know, grow the company. So
then allow people to come in from overseas and make it easier for them to do that, right?
I think they don't want to do that because it's expensive at the end of the day. So that's another problem. Then it comes down to cost and stuff.
Right. So, yeah, it does kind of outweigh, the bads kind of outweigh the goods, I suppose, in some way.
At the moment,
sad. But anyway, speaking about relics, we've been speaking about the Sony Walkman. 40 years ago, how it was released, and it revolutionized the way in which we listened to music, the way in which we interacted with music. We had mixtapes. We had people sat singing Madonna at the top of their voices. We had people walking around. I'm sure there was more than one. We had people walking around on golf courses. Jeff was doing... What was it you were listening to?
Cranberries.
The Cranberries. Yeah. Oh, what were you listening to?
Michael Jackson. First cassette,
All kinds of stuff. We asked you what you thought would be the equivalent of the Sony Walkman in 40 years' time. We had a bunch of responses. Thank you very much for those. And, of course, Maggie Best always coming in with the comments at some point throughout the show. Thank you very much. It's nice to have somebody respond
Consistency.
To it. Consistency. We then moved on to...
Johnny Ive, how he made us all care about design.
Ivism. It's going to be a thing. Then we finish with the state of Malaysia's digital first culture.
But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Is democracy in a crisis? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Yasha Monk, the author of The People Versus Democracy on the Rise of Liberal Democracy and Populism Across the World, as well as lessons that can be derived. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj, Jeff Sandu, and of course Christine Wong, our producer here in the studio, you have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.